Kia ora, welcome to Nerdmen's Podcast, episode 337. Today is Monday, March 12th, 2018. Well, I'm back. Well, technically I was never away, but I didn't record anything for a very long time, and there have been a lot of reasons why that's been the case. I'll talk about that first today, and then who knows what else I'll get around to. There's so much to update that I don't know what I'm going to get through today. We'll just have to see where this goes, shall we? Okay, let's. So, first things first, I should start out, I suppose, by providing some resolution to the previous episode, 336, oddly enough, which is that we do have a government now. Our government is led by the New Zealand Labour Party, together with New Zealand First, and the New Zealand Green Party in support. And there was some consternation about this. I think it is charitable to say, because the largest party in Parliament is the National Party, which had been the leading government up for the previous 9 years. However, they didn't have the majority of Parliament. That was accomplished by Labour, the Greens, and New Zealand First together. And so they were able to form government. Now, there's been a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth among conservatives in New Zealand because they say that they won the election. Well, no, they didn't. To win government, you have to have a majority of the seats in Parliament. That's the way it works. It's actually the way it's always worked. It doesn't matter who is the largest party. The largest party doesn't automatically get to form government. They have to be able to do a deal with whoever the other parties in Parliament are, because under our proportional system called MMP, it's unlikely that any party will ever have a majority of seats all by itself. It'll have to be in coalition with somebody. And this is the first time that it's happened that the biggest party has not been able to form a coalition, but that's not, even by itself, weird. What is weird is the expectation that just because they were the biggest party that they automatically get to form government. That's called first past the post. And that's the system that's used in the USA and lots of other countries, the UK and so on. And that's not what we have, and that's not the way it works. There's been a lot of sniping from the right about this government, as you might expect, but it's been a bit more bitter than I think it needs to be. And I think a lot of that is because the party supporters and even a lot of their MPs were in denial about what happened, and they were just bitter about their loss. And so they haven't been constructive so far. Maybe that'll change. The ex-prime minister and leader of the National Party, Bill English, resigned, and they had a leadership contest. And the guy who ultimately won is this creep, and I'm sorry, that's my honest, my sincerely held opinion, named Simon Bridges, who's the MP for Tauranga, which is in the Bay of Plenty. And the thing about that is so interesting to me, is that the current leader of the National Party and the Prime Minister, Labour's Jacinda Ardern, both were once featured on a segment on the breakfast program on TVNZ as the Young Guns. This is when they were still new MPs. And so they have some familiarity with each other, but it's interesting. This is the first time this has happened, where two people who were considered young and promising MPs, I guess, ultimately ended up leading their respective parties. It doesn't mean it's going to be the last time that sort of thing is going to happen, but it is sort of a generational change. I think one of the most interesting things about the change for National is that Simon Bridges is Māori, and that in itself created some sort of controversy, and mainly because there were some people who insisted on talking about how much percent of his ancestry is Māori. But that's not the way it works in New Zealand. Basically, anybody who can trace their genealogy, called whakapapa, back to Māori ancestors is considered Māori. It's not based on a percentage of how much of your blood is Māori. It's based basically on whether you have a genealogical connection to Māori people. And so this is the first time in New Zealand history that a person of Māori descent has led a major political party in New Zealand. They've led minor parties in the past, like New Zealand First, for instance. Their leader has always been Māori. But of the two main parties, National and Labour, this is the first time that a Māori person has led a major political party. His deputy is Paula Bennett, who is also of Māori descent. And so that makes this makes them also the first party ever to be led and co-led by Mahdi people at the same time, or led and deputy led, or whatever the phrase is. I don't know. Which is historically interesting, but other than that, largely irrelevant, because the party hasn't done much for Mahdi people. Labor has always done more in government than National has. What National was good at, however, and you know, credit where credit is due, is working on settling claims under the Treaty of Waitangi. And particularly in this last government, they were quite good at that. They were perhaps a little too centered on certain aspects of process. They were a little too, sometimes they were a little too focused on the elites of the various tribes rather than on the job they're trying to get done. But that's more of a quibble than anything else, because they did move the process forward. And I think people on both sides of the House tend to acknowledge that fact. But all of this ultimately doesn't matter, because it's highly improbable that Simon Bridges will be leading the National Party at the 2020 elections. And that's partly because he's got a lot of ambitious people who are behind, who jockeying for position. And what happens ultimately will depend on what the polls are doing, say, a year out from the election. Now, Labour has shown that it is possible to change leaders really close to an election and still win government. And so some of these ambitious people will be watching the polls really quite close to the election. And if they don't like what they see, they may roll Simon Bridges. In the unlikely event he is still leading the party at the 2020 elections, he will not win. It's almost certain. And it's because he is just not an inspiring leader. He doesn't present anything new to the public of New Zealand, and his party is out of ideas. Now, to his credit, I suppose, he's reshuffled his cabinet, and he's bringing in a bunch of younger people and some newer MPs, not all of them young necessarily, but newer. And that might invigorate their caucus. Who knows? Maybe they will form a credible opposition, and they will present alternative ideas rather than just sniping all the time at the current government. We'll see. But odds are good that Labour will win a second term, because virtually every government does. And so by that measure, Simon Bridges has a long road to go in order to win the election in 2020. And at this point, I don't see it happening. But of course, I'll be talking about it between now and then, so you'll know what I know. Now, I don't think I was originally going to talk about that up front, but it is probably good to get that out of the way, because that's the continuation of the previous update. Now, as to where I've been, I've had two entirely different strands or roads or whatever you call that, I don't know, going on over the past several months. The first is just that I've been really busy. There have been a lot of things to do, and I took on some very particular projects in the house. I wanted to get my office organized. Well, that didn't quite work out. And I wanted to get the garage, I stopped that to get the garage organized, and that's not done yet either. And the point of the garage is to get that cleared out so that Nigel can park his car in there this coming winter. And both of those projects actually were slowed down by the weather. We had the hottest summer on record here in New Zealand. And the ground level of the house, which is obviously where the garage is, duh, and also where my office is, are not air conditioned. And it was just so hot and so uncomfortable down here, I just couldn't stand it for very long. And so I started falling behind on my office project. Although, in fairness to me, I got a lot done. The garage I've made a lot of progress on, but I've been stopped by various other things that I've needed to do, including, work. And so I haven't finished that yet, but I've made really good progress, and that is still what I'm focusing on primarily at this point. Against that backdrop, however, and this is actually specific about podcasting and why I haven't been able to podcast, they are building houses, or housing development at this point, within less than 50 meters from our house. And we knew that they were doing, when we bought this house, we knew that they were going to be building this development. The phase one is 38 houses, but it was originally farmers' fields. And so they have to go in and they had to lay the drains and the the electrical lines and the plumbing, the water lines and sewers and so on, and the stormwater drains. They have to form the roads, and they have to do all of the grading to make it ready to build on, all that sort of stuff that goes into making houses, housing developments. And this started in December. I think it was early December, if I remember correctly. And it was bloody noisy. There was this one machine I called the Squeaka Squeaka, and it essentially was a tractor with treads, sort of like on a tank, and it was pulling a grader behind it to flatten out the land. And then that went on for weeks and weeks and weeks, plus diggers constantly moaning in the background as they were digging holes for the various drain lines and so on. And when that was done, or actually it's still going on, it's just in a different area, they added to that, I guess, a compactor to compact the soil under the where they're building the roads, because obviously that's got to be all firm and solid. And that vibrates. And it shook the house. It shook everything around here. And especially when I'm on the ground floor, which is where my office is again, when it was doing its compacting, I could feel the vibrations in the base of my skull. So it was really uncomfortable. But that wasn't even by itself the reason I wasn't recording. It was also the incredible noise. As a matter of fact, they're actually working right now as I'm recording on the other side of the development. And it's kind of this low hum, kind of go, I don't think the mic can pick it up, I hope. But if you do hear it, that's what it is. And so this has been an incredibly noisy every single day, 6 days a week, from 7:30 in the morning until I think about 6 at night. They've been pushing past their shutdown time a little bit. Except the only days they can't work are Saturdays and public holidays. Sundays and public holidays. And they, they generally do stop work by 6, and on Saturdays they generally stop midday or early afternoon, so it's not all day. But Sunday is the only day that's quiet, and of course Nigel's here on the weekends, and we're often doing things on Sunday, so it's not like I could record on the only quiet day during the week. And so with it so noisy, I physically couldn't record, because there's no way I could stop the noise or the vibrations that were so prevalent. And so that was a major physical barrier preventing me from recording. And of course, the logical question is, well, why didn't I record at night? And that gets into the other aspect. I've blogged about the problems I've had with one of the prescription drugs the doctors put me on. It makes me very, very tired. And that's an ongoing problem. Now, as it happens, I'm about to switch doctors. I'm getting blood tests done. And when I go to this new doctor, it's a good opportunity to have a fresh look at everything. And so hopefully we'll find a better solution than the drug I've been on. It's a beta blocker, and it is, in my case, it's intended to regulate heart rate so that it doesn't race, because I had a problem with that. And so with any luck, that will get sorted in the next couple of weeks or so. But because I have had this fatigue problem, I don't know if you can hear it, but Bella's on my desk scratching. Anyway, because I've had this fatigue problem, I haven't really felt up to doing much of anything extra. I haven't recorded podcasts. I've been blogging very little, and not really doing anything more than I need to. Working away on my little projects that I mentioned, and doing things around the house, not very well, I might add. I just don't have the energy to do a lot of the things that need to be done, or that I want to do, as the case may be. They're not necessarily the same thing. And so that has been a major barrier, a major personal barrier, physical as much as anything, to getting anything done. And I used to blog at night a lot, in the evening a lot of times. And so I brought my laptop upstairs so that I could write blog posts. And then the evening goes on, and I think, I just don't feel like it. So I haven't blogged. And this has been going on more or less since May of last year, and when they first put me on beta blockers. And I changed drugs once, and then the dosage after that, and it's still not right. So it's not like I've just been dealing with this. I've been living with this since May. I've been trying to get it sorted unsuccessfully so far. So my hope is that we will find a better solution that won't leave me so tired all the time, and I can get back to doing some of these things that I like and enjoy but haven't felt up to doing. But that is the reason why I now realize. It's the reason why I wasn't able to meet my blogging goal last year. I always used to have a goal of an average of one blog post per day over the course of a year. Not necessarily literally one blog post a day. Sometimes I might do four in one day and then not blog for a week or two. But so that it would average out to one per day. And I didn't hit that for the first time last year. And that's why. It's the exact same problem, that I just didn't feel up to it. And so far this year has been even worse, or at least no better. Maybe not worse, but no better, certainly. And I don't know that it, I don't know any other way to fix this other than to go back to the doctor and see if that helps. If not, then there's something else going on, and that needs to be explored as well. But other than that, I'm doing well. I mean, my blood pressure is outstanding. My cholesterol is good. All those sorts of things are great. But this fatigue is an ongoing problem that I'm going to need to take up with the doctor. So wish me luck. And if I'm successful, that would mean I'd be able to do more recording and also more blogging as well. And the housing development, which has caused the noise problems, is moving. They're almost wrapped up with their groundworks stage, the earthworks. The roads, they've already started forming. They've been laying down the stones underneath before they pave them. And once those are done, then they can start building the houses. They've sold 13 out of 38, I think it is, so far. Sections, rather. That's not necessarily houses that are actually going to be built. Somebody may have just bought the sections with an eye towards selling them on later on. I don't know. But at the very least, once they're done with all of their roadworks and their drainage and so on, then it's just, it gets turned over to the house builders. And that'll start whenever it starts. I don't know. But it's a different kind of noise. It's, you know, pneumatic nail guns and saws and things like that. But it's not nearly, in my experience, it's not nearly as obnoxious as all that heavy machinery doing earthworks. The place we used to live, there, from the time we moved in 2006 until we moved out in February of last year, there was construction going on somewhere in the area that entire time, except for the absolute height of the global financial crisis, and when there was no work being done anywhere in the area. It was really strange. It felt really strange because there had always been construction noise since we'd shifted in. And since then, it had returned. I presume it's still going on. I don't know. I haven't been there for a year. but because of that, that's what I base my feeling on, that once they shift to the actual building of the houses, it won't be quite as bad as it's been with the earthworks. But who knows? I could be wrong. And it'll be... I'm actually looking forward to these houses being built, because more people being here means there's more business for the local takeaways and the cafe and all that sort of stuff. And that's got to be good for us all, because if they're busy, they're going to stay, and they can expand their business, that they might need to hire more staff. It's good for everybody. But also, as the population of this little area starts to go up, it means we're more likely to get, say, a bus service. Right now, if I want to take the train into the Auckland CBD, Central Business District, I've got to drive about 25 minutes to a train station, park my car, get on the train, and it'll take more than an hour to get into the city, or could take more than an hour to get into the city, depending on the time of day. And I can drive to the center of the city in potentially less time. It takes, from our house to where we used to live, takes about an hour and 15, maybe, a little bit less some days and a lot more other days. And public transport is not an option. There are no buses anywhere in this area. I'd have to drive somewhere to catch a bus or a train. And as far as I know, the nearest buses and trains are at least 20 minutes away, if not farther. The doctor that I'm going to be going to is a 20-minute drive from here, and that's the closest doctor there is. The next closest would be about 25 to 30 minutes. And my current doctor, the one I've been seeing all this time, is over an hour. It's easily an hour from our house to their door. And that's when traffic cooperates. If there's a breakdown somewhere in the motorway, it can take an hour and a half to 2 hours to get there. And that's all well and good if I'm only going to see them once a quarter to get my prescriptions renewed and stuff. But what I kept thinking is, what if I get sick and I want to go see the doctor? I can't imagine being stuck in traffic for an hour and a half when I feel terrible. So it was time to move. And as I was saying when I talked about it, that I think this is a good opportunity to review, to review everything, basically. Fresh eyes looking at it, and it's, I'll talk about that more later, but because none of it's happened yet. but that's my hope. Now, my voice is a bit tired, which has been another side effect I've noticed lately, but I'm also not used to doing this. So it's probably best, at least for the time being, that I keep these relatively short. And then, in any event, so much has happened since I last recorded that talking about all the bits and pieces that have happened seems a little pointless and, for me, pretty daunting, because a lot has happened. Whether any of that stuff is interesting or not is a whole other matter entirely. But at least I've brought you up to date on what happened since I last recorded with the New Zealand elections and stuff. And next time, whenever that is, I'll look at some of the other, next time I record, whenever that is, I'll look at some of the other stuff that has happened since then and what's going on at that time. Maybe we'll just pick up. That's probably the best solution. Just pick up where I left off. I did have a recording from Scotty the Little Aussie Battler to play. However, it's kind of pointless now because it was about the New Zealand election. And I actually done all... My last episode was posted in October, but that's not the last time I recorded. I know I've recorded at least twice since then, maybe three times, and none of them have obviously been posted. Actually, the first two were never finished even. And but I went to the trouble of editing sound files about the election to include, and that all seems kind of pointless now because it was really a long time ago now. What motivated me to record today at all, actually, is that I finally got the Amarin's podcast site up and running again. Now, I didn't even know it was broken. Tim Cormel from the Tim Cormel Show had emailed me and told me that it wasn't working because he had a link to my site and the link was broken, and he got a notification that the link was broken. So that was the chain of events. And because of that, I went to look at it, and I had all sorts of problems I couldn't do and couldn't sort out. And so I ended up ringing the host company. I was on the phone with their customer service for over an hour, I think. It must have been well over an hour. And ultimately, he sorted it out for me. And although it's impossible to say for sure what happened, it's possible that the site was hacked. But it's also true that that WordPress, which is what's actually underneath the website, the podcast site, tried to do an automatic update to the latest version. It failed, and there were problems all over the place. The way I describe it is, the various parts of the site that needed to talk to each other suddenly were talking a different language, and it didn't know what to do. And so the whole site just basically ground to a halt. But it took a lot of work to get it sorted out. He finally got there in the end. In about 5 minutes, he fixed my Amarin's.com site as well, which is also hadn't worked for a long time. And that's really too meta to bother talking about. But the main point to say is that it's working again too, which pleases me. But that's it for today. Now that everything's up and running again and I have recording again, apparently, that's it for today. And I will talk to you when I talk to you. Talk to you soon, maybe. Ka kite anō. Bye. You can comment on this or any other episode of the Amarin's Podcast at amarinspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can send me an audio message through Audioboo or Skype, where my username is Amarin's, and you can email me, with or without a voice message, at Arthur, that's ArthuR, at amarinspodcast.com. This podcast is recorded and distributed under a Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.